and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 311. Jonathan, I was definitely number one. There's been some shenanigans going on.
Yes, because I didn't open it till the last
second. No, but I was there. And then
I had a spinning wheel on the save button.
Right, so it's your fault. Okay, I'm blaming Mike totally. I shall have to plot and plan this far more carefully. Anyway, good evening to you, Jonathan. Number one or not. Hello, Renee. Hello, Paul. How is everybody doing? I've had the inauguration on all afternoon, and the rain is biblical. We have Storm Christoph heading our way. And what's it been like, Mike? Hideous.
Horrible.
Yes. The wind is howling, the rain is siling down, the dog is sulking for England, because every time she sets foot outside, she gets absolutely wet through. Apart from that, things are okay. Oh, and we've got a special flood alert warning-y thing going on. We are sandwiched between the River Mersey to the north and the brook that I talked about to the south, and both are looking increasingly dodgy. However, I think Salford's already flooded. So Jonathan's high enough, or I don't think it's going to bother Jonathan. Now, was it the Evening News page you had that on, Mike?
It was the Evening News page.
Let's have a look. There it is. Let's see if I can find a picky of said flooding. Ooh, naughty, naughty. There it is. That's the Keys, I do believe. Is that the Keys? Where's this one? There we go. The River Mersey. That's the one that's right by us. Only at the moment, not good. In fact, it's so bad, you'll like this one. It's so bad they've closed the water park. Yeah, I didn't think more water would make a problem at the water park. But apparently it will. Apparently the car park will flood. So there's a lovely little map there and the golf course on the Mersey. In fact, that one doesn't look altogether unlike Carrington Spur. But I don't think it is the Carrington Spur. So it's wet. Is a short version. And there are many, 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 many flood alerts all across Greater Manchester, including by the front door and the back door. But there is a lovely little map. There we go. I'll send you the lovely little map. Storm Christoph. Yes, if he could just something off, that would be good. Right, let's have a look. Oh, excellent. The developer found the answer to his own problem, was it, Jonathan? Are you down to now like a reasonable percentage? Oh, Renee went for a walk with his wife. Cold? Not wet at all. It's probably going to head your way by Friday, I would have thought. I would suspect.
I've done infinite loops.
Done that in Excel.
Yeah, I've done that in Excel. Then alt control delete.
Yeah, we've all done that. If you're a developer, you've all done that. You don't usually push it out, though, do you? As a version
no,
to be used.
I can't say I've ever pushed it out.
No, exactly. Anyway, today is a better day for Jonathan, which is all good, all good. Hello, Kim. Didn't go for a walk last night, you went for a swim. Was this in the canal with the lady pipes, Jonathan? No, the weather has been absolutely appalling. It says flood warnings, flooding is expected, immediate action required. River Mersey and Sale Water Park. So where all these... Usually the flood alerts are amber. And we've got a fair few amber ones, but we've also got... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 red warnings in the locality. Kath's very close to one of them in Partington. She's a little bit further to the west than we are. We think we'll be okay, but we are sandwiched between the two of them. So if they both go, send a dinghy. It's the short version. Oh, could you imagine having to sandbag everything downstairs? Oh, God, it doesn't bear thinking about. No, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. It would have to be really, really, really bad. But there is a road only about a mile away from us, if that, maybe about 3/4 of a mile. And at the bottom of it, it kind of slopes down towards the brook. And, you know, it's literally only got to rain for 5 minutes and the brook goes over its banks. So with rain like this, which is about 12 inches in 24 hours, they're bound to be flooded. Bound to be. We'll have all the pictures of that in the local paper next. Do you think they've got them already? Because people tend to send them to them. Sale and Altrincham Messenger, it's called, our local paper. Is he still rabbiting on about the lockdown and all of that? There you go, Sale and Altrincham West. No, I'm looking for the paper, the Messenger paper. Right. Oh, yes, we've got some lovely pictures there. He's gone from heavy snow and freezing rain to Greater Manchester Police declare major incident. But there's only one picky. Oh, that's no good. There needs to be more pickies. There's only one picky, but you get the idea of it with it. I'll share it anyway. Why not? Hello, Anthony. Oh, Kim gets a lot of landslides. Do you get landslides? In certain locations, I don't know if you saw it. Was it last year? Hebden Bridge had, it was Hebden Bridge, wasn't it? The one with the dam that nearly burst.
No, Holmes Chapel.
No, that wasn't what the town was called. I'm thinking what the town was called. But basically what happened was there was this huge dam.
One in Derbyshire?
Yeah.
Whaley Bridge.
Whaley Bridge, that's right, Whaley Bridge. It was a huge dam, it'd been there years, and just one day it started overflowing. But that was like how it was designed. But this particular day, as it started overflowing, part of the side started to give way. So they had to evacuate the entire village. So it's not common, but it has happened. They were out of their houses for about a week. But I don't think it was during the time of COVID, so it could have been the year before. Anthony might know. You're out that way, aren't you, Anthony? Whaley Bridge way? Or is it nearer to us? Let's have a look. How's Whaley Bridge today? Whaley Bridge. Right, let's have a look. There it is, full of holes. They had to call the army out when it collapsed, basically. Oh, good grief, that's a hideous, hideous, hideous URL. No, I'm going to have to try and save that one. Copy image address, would that work? Why is this going to Bing? There we go. There's a picky of what the dam looked like when the side broke. They tried to fill it in because you can see how high the water is. It was still coming over the top at that stage. That's a Chinook, I think, from the Air Force who got co-opted in to fix it. They were there dropping bags of what would you call that? Shale, I guess, into the hole for weeks trying to fix it. Wasn't good. I'm not sure if it was during the pandemic, Jonathan. I think Whaley Bridge could have been the year before. Let's have a look. I think it was the year before. This is how fast time's going. Let's have a look. 2019, there you go. It was August 2019. It was blamed on a lack of maintenance, basically. So it's 2019, but the whole village had to go. In fact, that's a really good link. That shows you where the village is in situ to the dam, which you can see just the sheer scale of it. If that had have gone, it would have wiped the entire village out and taken probably a couple more villages with it. The thing where the water was coming over was a spillway. And the idea was it relieved pressure in the dam. But for this particular moment, for some reason, that wasn't enough. And then the side collapsed. So, yeah, everyone had to evacuate. I couldn't believe it was 2019 either. But yes, because it wasn't during the pandemic. That would have been horrific. I mean, where'd you go? Absolutely. I mean, it was bad enough as it was. Oh, Jonathan, the BBC sent me an email today asking to fill a survey in, asking what I thought of their service. Don't think I'll be getting another one. Haven't had mine yet. Do you know who did do that? TechSmith. Now, the last time I filled that in, well, let's say once was enough. it was one of those, like you got onto a call with Setup. I got onto a call with TechSmith. Yeah, I don't think they'll be having me back either. Basically redesigned the app while we were talking. Oh, it needs to do this and it needs to do that. Have you not sorted that yet? Oh, yeah, for great fun, though, particularly if it's something you use, like I use Camtasia all day, every day, which was what they were asking about. Yeah. So if they could just implement half of what I asked for, it'd be three times as good as it is now. Whether they ever will or not, they kind of ran away screaming. I'm presuming that's what the BBC did with you.
Oh, it's raining. You really don't want to go out. You know all I've done today? Dry towels, dry trousers, dry T-shirts.
Dried the dog.
Dried the dog. Dried me hoodie.
She's had an extra treat because she's really depressed with the weather. Poor girl. Poor girl. She'll be all right. At least she's been out. She's definitely been out. So, no, we don't have landslides often, but when we do, they're totally spectacular, like that one. Mm. Do you know what was weird with that? When they let people move back in, when they shored it up enough, and obviously with a hole in it like that, they had to drain the water out of it. So that's what took days and days. But we never got to go back and have a look at it with, like, you know, this is what it's like now. So is it not finished yet? Is there still no water in it? I'm going to have to go and have a look at this. Ooh, a video. Excellent, Anthony. I'll get the link for that. I somehow managed, you know what I'm like on YouTube. I somehow managed to get myself onto a history video. And I'm like, what am I doing with this? I had to give up history. I took geography. Mind you, I didn't like geography any more than I liked history. But this was modern history. So I somehow found myself there.
I got that email, Johnny. I just deleted it.
Oh, you should go in and do a Jonathan. It'll stop them sending them. That's what will happen.
Does Lola say soak up the rain like a sponge? Yes, she does. And then she shakes.
No, to be honest, she's got two different types of fur. She's got very soft, woolly fur close to her skin, and she's got like longer fur that sticks out. And the rain gets onto the longer fur, but it doesn't get through this woolly stuff and get to her skin. So that's why she doesn't like you drying her, because she doesn't think she's that wet. But you don't let this water get to the under fur or it'll just mat and knot it. Then she'd have to be groomed and she doesn't like that either. That's why she's depressed.
I groom her regularly.
She's got a right face on her.
She doesn't like being
groomed. No, she doesn't like her garden being wet either.
No.
She wouldn't mind if it was beyond the garden wall, but, you know, to actually have a puddle in the garden is just not acceptable. Especially not when we say, you know, you've got to go out to Whittle Girl. She's like, she just looks at you like, can't I use the indoor facilities? She's such a princess. So, what else has everybody been doing apart from watching the inauguration? It was so funny, the UK commentary. I don't know what they were saying in the States, but the UK one. Oh, good grief. After they'd done the bit where he actually says, and then they say, Mr. President. So at that point, he's done his oath. There was a bit of a delay, and the British guy who was commentating said, this is because they're 11 minutes early, so what are we doing for 11 minutes?
Should have done a Rev John.
That wouldn't happen with Rev John, would it?
Slowed it down.
Rev John's the guy who, well, obviously he's a reverend, who does the minute silence for our Munich service.
And he doesn't wear blue jeans.
No, he doesn't. He's not Rev Blue Jeans, no. He's Rev Very Traditional. He was actually Manchester United's club chaplain, but he retired 2 years ago. But he still does the service for us. So this particular year, I have no idea why he decided to start early. He was concerned that we'd like miss the queue. So the queue is like halfway through the service. It has to hit the spot at 4 minutes past three. And he was concerned we'd miss it with an extra song and a poem. So he goes early. Everything went absolutely swimmingly, which meant he was stood there with 4 minutes to kill. I've never heard anybody read out the roll of the dead quite as slowly as he did. But we did hear the minute silence bang on 4 minutes past three. I did notice that, Paul. I spotted him after, I think it was J-Lo. I don't know whether we were getting the same feed as you. But after she looked like she was going to kind of high five somebody. And then she backed off and she put her hand through the arm of the guy who was taking her backstage. And just as she was walking forward, I saw this guy jump up and then clean the podium. Oh, it was very, very good. Oh, Anthony's watching Pooch Perfect. I did not know about this. I will have a look. An Australian Malamute. Ooh, I will definitely have a look at that. You enjoyed the poet, the rest was boring. She was, they kept saying she was the young poet. Did you have a poet laureate or what? I'm not quite sure what she was, a young poet. They didn't say how old she was. And I thought she was so brilliant. Just never mind whether you agreed with what she said or not. She was so confident and delivered it so perfectly. But they didn't say how old she was. And I thought, she only looks young, but you know how young is young. You can't say she's the young whatever without saying how old she was, because she could have been anything from kind of 18 to 25, and they didn't say. She's 22. Wow. She was incredibly articulate for 22, given that stage and ceremony. Right, I'm going to make a note of Pooch Perfect, Anthony, and go and have a look. Oh, I need to get Lola that. Let's have a look. What's that, Jonathan? Is she going to like it? I can tell you straight, no, she wouldn't. Because it's on her head. And her Halloween devil ears were on her head, and she didn't like those either. Oh, RNA watched on CNN, impressed by the poet. She was so good, so confident. I like that bit, I must admit. The singer's kind of okay. Although I do like Amazing Grace. We played that at my dad's funeral. So I do like Amazing Grace. But that was more, I think the British commentator called it a karaoke version of Amazing Grace. And that American lady who does quite a bit of commentary for the BBC, Kitty somebody or other, she said, well, we had Amazing Grace at my wedding, but it didn't sound like that. And I don't know if that was a compliment or not. I think not. All right, let's have a look. She's the first National Poet Laureate. We've had one for quite a while, but they're usually like old fossils. What's that guy called, the Manchester poet?
Tony Walsh?
No. No. Is it Dave something?
The one who wrote the thing after the bomb?
Yeah. Anybody less like a poet Tony than this Walsh. Guy? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. No, that wasn't who I was thinking of. Have you got a picture of him? The guy who's... Let me see. Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was. Right, well, he's the one who did that one. No, there's another guy. He was the one who was on... Have I Got News For You, I think. He's a poet, but it's not that guy. But yeah, I know he did the one for the bomb.
John Cooper Clarke.
That's the one. Oh, now him, his stuff's weird. He is weird.
He looks weird.
I don't think he's the poet laureate, put it like that. She needs to write
Became famous as a punk poet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't a normal poet. Definitely not. She needs to write Biden speeches going forward. Do you know, she's got a bright future with whatever she wants to do, being that articulate, and the ability to deliver it in that way as well. Good night, Jonathan. Oh, Kim loves Garth Brooks, but I thought he sounded horrible. I think you could tell from our coverage, which may well be different than yours, you could tell he had a good voice, but I don't think that necessarily showcased it in that way. And the other thing, I mean, if that had been tried over here, it'd have been dragged off the stage. You're not allowed to sing in public at the moment. So although he could, because he had that plastic thing in front of him, encouraging everybody else to sing would have been highly inappropriate. So I didn't, I mean, maybe your audio was different than ours. I didn't think that many people, it didn't sound like that many people joined in. But maybe there was more than it sounded. It didn't sound like a lot of people did. But I do love the song. But maybe there was just something not quite right with that. Let's put it that way. The first youth National Poet Laureate. Well, she's great. I don't know what age that would go up to, but I thought she was amazing. I I don't know, but from memory, it seemed quite different than some of the others, but like really quick. So they couldn't wait to get him in. Hence the 11 minute, oh dear, we're early. I mean, 11 minutes is going at some, isn't it? How do you misjudge by 11 minutes? Oh, and they also said that three of the past presidents, three of four living past presidents were there. So I saw Clinton and Obama, and I'm presuming the other one was Bush. So am I right in thinking that the other one, the other living president who wasn't there, because there was three out of four, this guy said, that would be Jimmy Carter? Because I'm thinking, well, just a minute, there's five. I mean, we knew Trump wasn't going to be there, but you can't just say of the four past living presidents when there's five of them. But he did. He totally just, it's like Trump never happened. He kind of rewrote history and said there were only four living past presidents. So I was right, it was Jimmy Carter. He's still going then. I mean, I thought they'd given him a death sentence years ago and he just keeps going. He's an amazing guy. I thought he was such a nice person. He was the first inauguration I remember. That was 76, wasn't it? I remember that. I'm trying to think now, if that was 76. Well, he was in it. Did he win it in 76 or was he the inauguration in 76? Was the inauguration 77?
Carter.
Yeah, it must be 77, surely. I know where it was and where I was. So I know I wasn't in that house if it was 76. I think he must have won the election in 76.
77.
Because you have the elections so far before putting them in office. He was born in 1924. Good grief. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if he reached 100? That would be lovely. So it seems like a nice guy. Very unlucky, apparently, with what happened when he was in. That's the thing. Is it Habitat for Humanity?
He's a bit of a tool. Other than he's a bit of a tool.
Seemed like a nice guy, but not necessarily somebody that would do much good as president. That it was like all beyond him. He wanted to be at home at his peanut farm. But apart from that... But you can't say there's four living past presidents, can you, when there's five? No, you've got to be factual, whether you like it or not. So that was my day, apart from feeling a little bit queasy. Mind you, we've had wall-to-wall meetings for days, haven't we?
Mm.
Which is all getting a bit much. Oh, she became a poet laureate at 16 as well, in 2018, according to this. No, the maths don't work there. But this picture was supposed to be 2018 and she's with Morgan Freeman. I'll put the link in. Good grief, she looks like she's 8 years old, stood next to Morgan Freeman. How tall is that guy? Wow. Joe Biden can now say anything he wants. Well, I'm sure he'll be quite careful. We did get a story over here, and I don't know if they're saying the same over there. The story about the White House having a deep clean, which usually happens between first families. But this time it's a deep, deep clean because of COVID and the fact that so many in the administration had had it. Which is fine. You know, OK, you're doing a deep clean. But the bit that got me was, it said, the next line said, so the deep clean's costing $500,000. I thought you're going to get a lot of Dettol for that. $500,000. What are they doing it with? Gold nail brushes? $500,000 for a deep clean. Is that what you've heard? Or is it all hooey in the UK? Are we being sold a line that's completely inaccurate? I know a story that I thought was a fiasco. If you don't know if you've seen this one, Mike. Robbie Williams has got COVID.
Has he?
Yes. Now, I mean, anybody can get COVID, can't they?
Does Lisa know?
I don't know. But it's where Robbie Williams is, given that he lives in Stoke. I think he's either in the Bahamas or Barbados. And I thought, well, just a minute, what are you doing on holiday? Left for this location between Christmas and the official lockdown. And I thought, well, I do hope they're not letting them back in. There is absolutely zero need to go on a foreign holiday in the middle of a global pandemic. And having done that, he managed to catch COVID once he got there. Unbelievable. What's that about in 5 hours' time? Automatic 5 hours. Ooh, let me know. I don't know what I said now, that 5 hours is the answer to. So, yes, Robbie Williams has got it. Was there any other more excitement today? I think that was about it. Oh, I'll tell you, another one, because Kim will appreciate this, because Kim said this and I said this. And it turns out Priti Patel said this. Priti Patel is our Home Secretary. I think the nearest to that in the States would maybe be Secretary of State. But basically, she's supposed to be in charge of law and order, the police, etc. Well, she said, in answer to a question, that she would have closed the borders in March 2020. They're not actually closed yet, next week. And she was shouted down by Boris. There you go. So that's all over the news. And there is also this Storm Christoph business. Boris says, if there is an evacuation order, you must leave your home. I thought, can you imagine that in the middle of a pandemic? And when I was a kid, there was no way we had floods like this. This must be building on floodplains and building on places it shouldn't be built on. And when they flood, we're talking like four feet. And there's no way you could get back in the house. You know, by the time you've dried it out and redecorated, you're probably looking at about a year. Where are you supposed to stay, given that there's a global pandemic? You can't just rock up at your family's house, can you? I really honestly don't know with that, but he'll probably make that criminal offence while he's at it. And we'll get the update of what's going on tomorrow, probably. Worst case scenario, you're going to have to leave home. What about your bubbles? Exactly. Yeah, but your bubbles are generally somebody who lives on their own. So if you can imagine, like, Mike and Nina are bubbled with their son and, say, 3 grandchildren. So that's 6. They're bubbled with Rachel. But if they had to go to Rachel's, it's like a 2-bedroomed house. You're not going to fit 8 people in there. It's ridiculous. The deep clean took five hours. $100,000 per hour. Wow. That's a good rate for a cleaner, isn't it? If you can get it. Maybe it was the speed that took the time. Just seemed an excessive amount of money. And I would have expected them to be cleaning for the best part of a week to get that done. Mind you, if he caught it after the other family had left, that would be major news, wouldn't it? Major news. I think they'll probably have them in their own. They're probably in this deep clean, just wrapped everything in bin bags and said, just leave it like that for a couple of weeks. That's what it'd be in this country, I can assure you. Maybe Trump was very mucky. Apparently it's something they do anyway, but obviously in this circumstance. But it's things like, that's what we got told, door handles, things like that. Oh, and apparently he did leave a letter. Does anybody know what was in it yet? Orange is a hard colour to clean. Well, apparently they're also redecorating. I mean, does this happen in like hours? Biden's had a vaccine. He should be good. Well, Kim, you'd think that. But yet again, Kim's right. Have you noticed how many times I'm saying Kim's right? We got this story overnight and no words. The people who have been right. What happened was, the first vaccine to be approved in the UK was the Pfizer one. So that's what they started rolling out on the 9th of December. Tony Blair then appeared, if you remember, that great medicine man of our time, Tony Blair. And he said, you shouldn't be giving out the second doses. You should give the second doses to other people. And that way you'll inoculate more people. But my rationale with that was, just a minute. No. You'll have twice as many people half inoculated. And by definition, the people you're giving it to first are the ones most in need. And they won't be covered. And I got all shouted down with that, no. It'll all work because it's 89% effective 10 days after the first dose. OK, I thought. Shout me down then. Whatever. And the next thing that then happened, they did start doing that. Then the other vaccines became available, but I've not actually heard of anybody who's actually had the AstraZeneca one yet, have you? Everyone seems to have had the Pfizer one. Anyway.
Somebody posted on Workplace today. They work at AZ, obviously, because they posted on Workplace. Their sister is a GP in Stockport, and they had AZ batch 0001.
Wow.
And she was administering it to people in care homes in Stockport.
So that's like 6-7 weeks after the other one? Anyway, they've rolled out majority of these being Pfizer vaccines. I found out why Pfizer were having problems with their supply chain. You'll like this. They've decided to have interior decoration done on the production line for 2 months.
Oh.
I thought, sorry, hang on, back up a bit. You decided to do what? Redecorate. Improve the production line. I thought, halfway through producing these doses, that's not actually the right time to do that, if you don't mind me saying. So they're going to be out of action for 2 months. Which means all the people who have had half a Pfizer vaccine, you might not be getting the other half of a Pfizer vaccine. But anyway, so then what came out, this one was a classic. The people who have had the first one have to wait 10 days to get any kind of immunity. I was highly suspicious of this, but they said that in the trials, it was 89% effective after the first dose, which I thought was a bit high. And I distinctly remember Kim saying that an average one was about 70. So 89 seemed ludicrous to me, particularly after one dose, if you're supposed to have two. Now it's being rolled out. Not saying that the people they're giving it to, first of all, are guinea pigs, but, you know, you're being guinea pigs. They've given it out and they're now checking. And they can't fathom, night, Renee, they can't fathom why the figures are not the same. But this 89% effective after one dose is wrong. 30%. I said to Mike, how can you get the figures that far wrong? 89%. To 30. So we were a little bit off, apparently, as predicted by Kim and I. so that's going to be a crisis, because people who've had a vaccine think that that's it, they're immune, and they're probably going to head out. And if it is only 30% effective, then, you know, would you take a 7 in 10 chance with a loaded gun? Probably not. But with a vaccine, probably yes. So that was the first crisis. Second crisis following that was that making people wait for 12 weeks, one, is not clinically tested, and two, if they're only 30% protected with the first one, it's criminal. But now they've started doing it, so it's too late. And in the meanwhile, Pfizer have decided that they're going to have, you know, the decorators in for 2 months, so you'll have to wait. So what may happen if somebody who's had the first vaccine is then offered an appointment for the second one, they may well be tried to be palmed off with something else, because Pfizer's supply chain's not going to be what it was, because they need to get new paint and wallpaper up. Only me thinking that's a bit off. I think we all predicted that. I'm sure we did. Pfizer should get the doses from other plants. They've got other plants. I think this one was supplying Europe, so you might be fine, but it was somewhere in Europe. But why would you decide when you are literally 2 months, maybe 2.5, into producing a vaccine that's critical to the planet, according to every government I listen to, that you need to have the decorators in? It doesn't make any sense. I'm sure by the time they've finished, it may increase. They're hoping to increase production when this, you know, refit's finished. But there's going to be a 2 month gap. And that would be fine if the people who'd had the first dose had been guaranteed the second. This is getting more jeopardous by the second. I mean, you've got the usual, like, your mother was a bit nervy, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So there's like the normal nerves of having it at any point. And then there's the, will I be called back in 3 weeks or will it be 3 months? And if it's 3 months and you turn up and they've not got the other half of the vaccine that you had, it's just wall-to-wall worry. I really feel for people who are in that position where, you know, it's offered to them and they want it, but there's so many things to think about. They should make that as easy as possible, not as difficult as possible. But, and that could just be the British government. But there again, having seen governments the world over, maybe not. Do you know what we're lacking? What's up with you?
Oh, that's so cute.
She's upside down on the landing, stopping anybody getting to use the facilities, kicking her little legs in the air. She's so cute.
She must be happier now she's lying upside down.
UK should sue for breach of contract. It's trusting, isn't it, when they lie upside down? The UK are clueless at times, honestly. I mean, clearly there was a disagreement, shall we say, in government. But you've got to remember at the time, Priti Patel may have been in charge of her department, but Dominic Cummings was around, the idiot that went off to Barnard Castle with his family because his wife had COVID and they had a child and they wanted to go visit his mum and dad, I think, or her mum and dad, which was like a 600-mile round trip. Just don't ask. It was idiotic. The one that we sing the song for, the Durham Dash. Yes, he decided to drive from London to Durham. And then I think he'd had COVID and he wanted to check his eyesight was okay. So he drove to Barnard Castle. Having got there, he decided his eyesight was okay because he hadn't wrapped it round a lamppost. These people are allegedly running the country. Do you know what there's been a distinct lack of this year so far? Tech news. Apart from all that was at CES, which we've done to death. But it used to be that Macworld was round about now. And Apple would always turn up. And having turned up, they'd usually have something exciting to share with us. And crickets so far. Crickets, sadly. So the reason that they stopped doing Macworld was they said they didn't want to be held to a timetable for new releases, that they felt the pressure to have something released before it was ready. So that's why they decided against that. But I'd have thought those AirTag things, which have been mentioned about 3 million times, would have been ready by now. But apparently not. So what have they been up to? Not much, to be honest. Looking at the press room, and just regurgitating old stuff. There's the AirPod Max thing, and then there was the Fitness Plus thing, like who's interested. And a lady joining the board of directors. That's what I thought. But other than that, they're getting involved in things that are nothing like tech-related. Nothing like tech-related at all. So we could certainly do with some news, and those AirTag things have been kicked around for so long. We've actually seen pictures of them and there's still no official news. All they're pushing at the moment is shot on iPhone 12. Portraits, cityscapes, night sky and more. And like, did anybody buy an iPhone 12? I think we decided, you know, we weren't going anywhere, so might as well wait till next year for a camera upgrade. Would I have upgraded if I hadn't have gone last year's? I might have done, because by then I would have been 5 revisions behind. We had the 7. We upgraded from the 7 to the 11. So I might have done that, but I certainly wouldn't upgrade the 11 to the 12 in 2020. Apple is losing their way, in your opinion. It feels like it. They seem to be focusing on other things. A little bit like when Bill Gates was at Microsoft, he focused on the tech. And then when he decided he was retiring, and it was very, I think he was only just in his 50s. I'd like to think the best years are ahead of me, and he decided to retire. But he went off with kind of humanitarian projects. Apple seemed to be shoehorning the humanitarian projects into their day-to-day. So there's a press release from, I think it was last week, they're launching a racial equality and justice initiative. They're a computer company. For heaven's sake, focus on the computers. But they seem to be spreading themselves a little bit thin, is how I would word it. And not concentrating on the software. I mean, I was literally thinking about PowerPoint and Keynote and thinking the things that Microsoft are doing right now. I mean, I've been banging on for years that both PowerPoint and Keynote need to acknowledge that many, many, many presentations are happening online now. So provide much better features in terms of delivery online. And all the things that I said, you need to be able to see the notes, you need to be able to see this, you need to be able to see that. Microsoft have actually come out with this, it's Microsoft Teams, but they've added to Microsoft Teams the ability to upload a PowerPoint file. And you can see everything, including the Teams chat, and present your PowerPoint, which is, you know, that should have been there years ago, but, you know, hey, at least it's there now. Apple have done this present in a window, which doesn't work. And, I mean, yes, I can work around it, but only with, like, a million devices and the ability to focus on all of them at the same time. Your average presenter can't do that. They've maybe got one screen. Like, Jonathan tried it with Zoom and, you know, the Zoom chat disappeared. Stuff like that happens. But where's the incentive for Apple to put R&D into that? When they're more interested in sticking rainbows up on the stage and a major new radical equity and justice initiative, whatever. If everybody focused on what they were supposed to be doing, then we wouldn't have any injustice to start with. But there is no initiative there, incentive rather, for them to concentrate on the software. At least with Microsoft. Yes, they do sell a little bit of hardware, but, you know, not to any great extent. If their software isn't up to scratch, people will move on to something else. With Apple, you know, if you're in their ecosystem, you're probably not going to move because your watch isn't going to work with somebody else's phone and you might as well have the laptop. And then, you know, your headphones, well, yeah, they could do Bluetooth on something else, but they work far better with an Apple device. So everything is like a walled garden. And They feel to have got a little bit sloppy with their walled garden, that we'll keep them in our walled garden because things won't work properly if they leave. Not that people are clamouring to get into their walled garden, which was how it was about 2010 to 2014, I would say. It doesn't feel like that now, anyway. Hello, Tracy. How are you doing? If they want equality, make quality products that can be easily upgraded and people can buy secondhand and still get good use of them. That's a better way to get the products into the hands of the poor. Totally agree, Kim. The ability to upgrade a product keeps it going longer. And as I always say, Timmy is the first one to wrap himself in the green eco-friendly flag without acknowledging the fact that if I can't put extra RAM in my 21-inch iMac 2 years after I've bought it, that's not eco-friendly. You know, if that can't have a RAM refit without a complete refit. And don't forget, of course, at the moment, anybody who can, I mean, there are authorised Apple repair centres who could put that RAM in for you. But you'd be paying for the RAM and you'd also be paying for them to put it in because they'd have to strip it down, you know, take the glass off the front and go in that way to actually fit it. So it's a huge job. That might be like a day's work to them, which is going to offset any savings that you would have made by waiting 2 years for the RAM. But buying RAM from Apple, I mean, like Graham says, Graham's only got room for a 21-inch. Buying RAM from Apple, as was pointed out with the Apple maths, is insanity. The RAM cost £4,800 more. Not £4,800, £4,800 more from Apple than we paid for it. You know, and if we'd have said to any of our Muggle friends, and we've long since stopped doing this, but if we'd have said to them, oh yeah, yeah, we just spent £850 on RAM, they would have us committed. And yet, looked at another way with what we know, yeah, but if we'd have bought it from Apple, it would have been £5,600, so actually it was a bargain.
Yeah, and how many handbags have they got?
Exactly, but they don't understand. They're Muggles. This is why they're Muggles, Mike. They don't get it. But Where's the equity in that? Where's the equality in that? I would like... There's no equality between a 27-inch iMac purchaser and a 21, because I can upgrade the RAM and they can't. But if you physically only have room for a 21-inch, why would you be buying a 27? There's no... Oh, that's just wrong. It's totally wrong. But I would have to say what Microsoft are doing with the software and also on social. They are very, very good on social. I mean, Apple have got a Twitter account that hides... They don't follow anybody. And they put tweets out, and they've got some kind of magic deal going with Twitter that their tweets are then hidden. It's not a normal Twitter account, put it like that. And they never reply to anybody. You must be kidding. Whereas Microsoft, I mean, I remember me posting something. I think it was OneNote. I think it was something to do with the colour. They tweaked the purple and it played with my mind. So I just put this thing out with like a before and an after and sort of, you're playing with my mind, OneNote. Never expected a reply. And I got a reply. And I thought, good grief. And they started a conversation. You know, what are you using OneNote for? Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I know these people are paid. That's their job. But the fact that they bothered to do it when Apple have got more money than God and don't. And I know you might say, well, yeah, but it's Apple and people would like goad them and whatever. Well, people do the same with Microsoft and they cope, as do every other company on the planet. So why are we letting Apple get away with this kind of stuff where they don't engage, they don't deal with problems or address things? Oh, the Feast of Saint Sebastian. I will have a look at that on Slack shortly. So Anthony says, if you want to be eco-friendly, you really have to buy a PC, because if something goes wrong with it, it needs upgrading with the PC. Fairly easy to replace a component, whereas with Apple it isn't. Got to agree, Anthony, that's what I used to do. I would buy the cheapest components, and then as time went on, I would up the memory, I would up the hard drive, and it was literally just half the time I didn't even put the screws back in. The cases I bought had a kind of slide inside, so I'd just leave it like that. And then it was like, I'll just put another hard drive in there. You literally didn't even need to take the screws out. Just put your hand on the side, open it up, plug it in, close the side, you're done. From that perspective, a PC was fantastic. I would say now I've got a VM now in Parallels. And I have actually been able to do everything that I wanted to do with it without that much bother. And sometimes when I'm using it, particularly with some of the PowerPoint stuff that only works on Windows. And I sit there and I think, you know, how long will it be before there's a PC on the desk? Now, you may remember, if you listen to the very early Mac Bites, from 2006 to about 2016, so at least 10 years, maybe 11, I can't remember. It was when I got Office 365 that this changed. But I would not install anything from Microsoft. Nothing. They had a thing called Silverlight. And I think it was Amazon that used it at the time. Because Flash was out of favour. You know, Steve Jobs put the stake through the heart of that. Amazon went a different way than Flash. But they needed to have video that had DRM on it. And they used this thing called Microsoft Silverlight. And I said to Mike, oh, I'm going to watch this thing. And it said, need Silverlight. And I looked at Mike, I said, yeah, well, I'm clearly not going to be watching this thing, am I? And he said, well, you can install it. I've installed it. I said, I'm not installing anything from Microsoft. Now, how do Microsoft must be doing something right if now not only have I installed all of the Office products, but in the last 4 to 5 years, I've used OneNote as my primary note-taking app. Don't now, but I did then. And I've moved to PowerPoint. They've got to be doing something right. I know if I've got a question about PowerPoint, I can tweet out to the PowerPoint team and they'll get back to me. With Apple, you must be joking. Unless you wrap it round a gold bar and address it personally for Timmy. And even then, he might read it, but you won't get a reply. I don't feel loved by Apple, whereas I did before. Microsoft were the big baddie, weren't they? With the 1984 thing with IBM. But now, no. I don't think Apple give a toss. I certainly don't feel that they do. So I'm with Kim. They need to be thinking more about the people who are actually paying for these things. Oh, Simon, having seen the new chips and the Mac Mini, you've gone from thinking Apple are losing their way to thinking the chip is actually a really smart move, albeit one that breaks your option for a Hackintosh in the long term. I agree with you, but all that's going to do is make it worse in terms of if everything's on the board and you want the maximum amount of RAM, whatever that may be, you're going to have to buy it from Apple on day one, which pushes it further out of the reach of an average person. But the chip is a great idea from a locking it down to they control everything perspective. Totally agree. But the things I've seen happen with software, you know, where I've gone and I've bought software and it's on my machine, and, you know, obviously this machine isn't even set up fully yet. I'm still at the cancel or allow stage. I had that three times today, and I could swear I've done everything a million times, and yet they'll find one more thing that I haven't done. As I'm at that stage, I'm just getting despondent with the fact that I've bought software, it's on my old machine. Unless I can port it across with its receipt from the App Store, I can't install it now because it's gone out of the App Store. That's just depressing. Depressing in the extreme. I would much rather actually have the software separate from the OS at the minute, because there's a good chance I'd actually be able to use it. Down the line, who knows? Who knows? I don't know. Jack Dorsey went on vacation to the South Pacific. Is there something wrong with these people?
Who's Jack Dorsey?
The guy who runs Twitter. There are no... Yeah. Did he go to meet Robbie Williams? Did he give him COVID as a gift? Honestly. Oh, Simon's new Lady Gaga fan. She impressed me as much as with her Super Bowl performance. Yeah, it was okay, that. It was okay. At least she didn't have some really, really weird and way out outfit on. I mean, it wasn't totally normal, but it was acceptable. I do like some of her songs. Not all of them, but there are some that I really do like. She seems to be a good advocate for causes that she supports, to put it like that. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Do you think we could get all these idiots who are going on holiday to go on holiday and not come back? That would solve a problem. It would solve many problems, actually. But doubtless we'll keep letting them in. I mean, I do remember saying last March, why, we're an island, why don't we just shut the borders? Piers Pretty Patel was with me and Boris wasn't. And now Boris wants people to move out of his homes if they get a flood warning. You know, if the downstairs floods, I'm still staying here. I'm not moving, Boris. You can forget it, mate. The only thing I'd miss is electric. And mindful of that, if you remember, I did buy that charging brick. That charging brick was amazing. The other day, I got up reasonably early, far too early, like an hour and a half after I got to bed. So I thought, right, what we'll do is we'll take the iPad into the bedroom and I'll prop it up with something on it and I'll probably nod off. Picks it up. About 8% left, I thought, for crying out loud. So I thought, right, I'll pick the brick up, got a cable, plugged it in, the brick being fully charged. Heads off with it, 11-inch iPad. Right, left it playing, and yes, I did nod off. When I woke up, it had charged, so it was 100% charged. So I thought the brick will probably be flat now. No, the brick was 100%. I thought, you mean it charged an iPad from 8%? So it added 92% to an iPad. And it doesn't need charging itself. Now, if you remember, it was a solar powered one. So admittedly, I left it on the window ledge. Oh, I'm liking that. Now, obviously, that's going to be no good to me at all, is it? If I don't have the internet connection in the house. Which is why... Can you hear that rain?
Yeah.
I wish you could hear that rain. Can you hear it? Probably not on the microphone. But it's literally silencing it down. What was I talking about? Oh, yes, it would charge my phone. But, you know, if there are no mobile signal, then I do have a problem. Just pondering, could we possibly do the show from an iOS device?
Probably.
We'd have to investigate that, just in case. Because Jonathan's had a warning that the electric might go off.
Oh.
I mean, why? I don't see what that's got to do with anything. I mean, it's a bit of rain. If they cleaned the grids every now and then, the rain might actually go in them instead of puddling in the middle of the road. Just an idea for the council to consider. Stick a mic out the window. Tell you what, can you hear it if I open the window? Let's open the window. I can't take the microphone much nearer, can I?
No.
Can you hear that?
And you've got it honed so well.
I've got it honed so well. That's the problem.
I know.
Right, what I'll do is, with it open... Right, this is how we'll do it. Okay, I've got a plan. Let's try this, see if that works. Right, I've made a recording which I can then bring over here. Right, let's see if that works. That's the COVID idiots, Kim. What can I say? Literally, there is a car. Probably about every 20 seconds. I've no idea where they're going either. But yes, it really is siling it down. It's not that it's actually cold because the window's open now. But it's raining and it's not stopping. We were supposed to have lightning this afternoon. Luckily, it didn't happen, which was just as well, wasn't it? Even that we were in and out and doing other kinds of jobs that we don't need thunder and lightning for. But what will happen overnight, I have no idea. I will go in and have a look what it says for tomorrow. Let's all have a laugh. Oh, look at that. It says it's going to rain. Rain tomorrow, rain Friday. And then snow on Saturday and snow on Sunday. Oh, just for a giggle, -2. So, yeah, it's looking like a really good week, isn't it? Not. We'll see how that pans out. But at the moment, it's raining badly. I will have photos tomorrow of probably within half a mile of here, absolutely flooded. Last time it was about 2 foot deep. So fingers crossed, we will be with you tomorrow. Oh, auntie had a clap of thunder at 3 p.m. It was 3 p.m. we were supposed to have it. Clearly it passed over us and got to you before it was intended. Oh, you're jealous about the snow. Well, I it doesn't feel like snow to me. It feels too warm for snow. If it did snow, I don't think it would stick. But they're saying that the night that they're predicting snow, -2, so maybe the temperature will drop. At the minute, it's 5, which actually feels quite nice. It's just about right at the moment. I could live with it like this, but I could do with less rain because the dog comes in and she's got mud up to her chin. So we could do without that. But apart from that, it's not bad if you can just ignore the rain. It's eased off a bit now. I will keep you informed about the snow, Tracy. If there is enough, we may snowball or make a snow dog. It's all right, this snowman business, but I think we need a snow dog. Kim's weather app says Manchester isn't in a flood warning. We are. We are in a level 2 flood warning. Usually we are in a level 1. If it gets to a level 3... then you need your dinghy and you've got to leave. So we're at a level 2 at the moment. Drying coat. Yeah, it's a toes that the feet get really muddy. So we try and wash the mud off. But to be honest, you're better off just leaving it and it'll drop off when it dries. But she's doing okay at the moment. I think she's just fed up of the fact she can't really go out and play because she's ankle deep in water. So we'll have to see it, what the weekend brings. They are saying this will only be till Friday. So fingers crossed it is only until Friday. Drying mitts. I did think of little booties, but she's not one for wearing things. She's a going as nature intended girl. There you go. That's a good title for the show, Mike. A going as nature intended girl. Right, well, we'll head off for yet another meeting. But we will be with you tomorrow, the eve of Two Show Friday, no less. So, for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.